Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hermann fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Gerges covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heck. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Heck steals second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Ott moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Ott scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French bunts towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher takes first base on ball 4. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schumacher moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Schumacher moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett moves to second. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 0 in the game. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Gerges moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it and throws to home to get Gerges. French moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. French moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Ott scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Kiddo Davis pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitehead. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Cavaretta moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Moore moves to third. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lieber strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta can't make a play. That's a base hit. Moore scores. Terry scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Ott steals second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Danning reaches second base with a double. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6. And the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Cavaretta strikes out. Mancuso drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cavaretta out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-4 in the game. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Hack hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.